assume that we are all waiting for the plan.
So this morning, in the room upstairs, there was also a panel about water and climate change, and I would ask the professor Miguel Vino Pidal come to tell us what happened.
Okay, in my session, just some questions were presented. First one was given by Sara Dorado, and she spoke about social, economical, and environmental adaptations to climate change in three African countries, namely Cape Verde, Santiago-Príncipe, Guinea-Bissau. She also gave us some information about the respective costs and about the need of engagement of the local population in this kind of project. And she also told us something about the financial sources, which are very important to implement this kind of adaptations in these countries. She also emphasized the need to think about poverty before thinking about climate change. It's important to use climate change because it's a reality, but it's important to careful to use this phenomenon jointly with other problems. It's necessary to solve to involve the population, to solve their problems of the economic problems, their social problems, and also it's needed to educate, to give them information in order to align to good results. In the second presentation, which was given by Impatia, who comes from Greece, she presented some models to assess available water quantities, taking into account different scenarios under climate change. She emphasized that the project change in available resources should lead to a modification of conception of dams and reservoirs in terms of dimension, in terms of function, and she also emphasized the need to combine the problems of quantity of water and also quality of water. But maybe in later phases, because the models are quite complex, and firstly she is dealing with problems of quantity, but surely that quantity is important, but it's not, it doesn't solve every problem, because we know that in a situation of extreme events, mainly in situations of high temperature, we can have quite a lot of water, but we have to think about the quality, about the eutrophication and other collateral problems. But this will build in another phase later on, because she needs to use simple models to start, and after to add some more parameters in order to approach to the reality, which is more complex than the quantitative problems. And I think that it was mainly here we have the 90 ideas they were presented in these two communications. Obviously, we also discussed a little bit, but collectively, about biological impact or biological effects of the warming in waters and so on, but the air pollution for animal devices is obvious. If you would like to comment on another comment or so.
So no short comments at the moment.
Thank you very much.